It's a wee bit scary, that's why.
Many congratulations, Andy, on a great day for the team, obviously.
We set out what we had to do, basically. We knew we had to get that one goal back, and that would obviously take us to extra time. But I thought we could have finished it in the first half, but I thought the boys were absolutely tremendous today.
You surprised
the way we went about it. Sorry.
You surprised it took an hour or so, wasn't it, to get the first goal back?
Am I surprised? I don't know, man. I think we could have got it earlier, much earlier. I had a couple of chances myself, but just glad to get the win, basically get us in the final.
Can you talk us through the drama at
hospital? I don't know who it is. I'm actually still on the hunt to find out. Somebody hit me in the kidney, and during the game, I've got a bit of kidney damage, so during the game, my chest and that was tightening up as well, and I was getting shooting pains. And I just thought, I couldn't go on. And there wasn't even a doctor at the game or anything, so I had to get rushed to the hospital just to see how it was. But no, I had like the pads and stuff just to check my heart out and stuff like that, but she seen the day I was alright.
I mean, did you not feel anything at all during the game?
No, I felt a wee bit on my side, but hey ho, man. If I died after the game, I wouldn't care. As long as we get through.
I mean, it's testing everybody, isn't it? This tight schedule now.
This is it. It's only like two games left, so and this is obviously what I got there. So it's going to be the biggest games of our lives, basically. The boys will rest up, and we will be ready for it, definitely.
What do you make of Ken? What kind of strengths do you think they have?
I don't really know. I don't know much about them, to be honest. But obviously, I know they've got that boy Hemmings. I think he's on fire now.
Yeah.
But as I say, I don't really know much about them at all.
If you can bring them back here with a tie tight, you feel you can do the job?
Oh, definitely. I think could hit anybody, basically. Wouldn't even bothered me if it was counting me for air. Anybody.
Right, lads, we're going to cut in because you've got to go and do the man in the match. Just one second.
What
do you mean to the Dunfermline,
though,
in terms of progression, if you
get
into that championship now?
Fantastic. That's obviously where we want to be. As everybody knows, it'll be an unbelievable league next year.
Yeah.
Money-wise and stuff like that as well. So it'll be great for us to get through there. And I think it'll be a great boost for Dunfermline.
Good luck. Cheers.